So these aren't simple disagreements that we're talking about here. Oftentimes, when we're talking about topics of hate speech and free speech and the way in which rhetoric and speech has become so important is because of the demagoguery that has been witnessed throughout the recent election. And oftentimes, historically, the university has been a place of politics, debate, and speech. And so this is nothing new. We know that people like to espouse white nationalists and white supremacist views at campuses around the country and even around the world.
But I guess what is, I mean, that's a debatable point that you just made. But the first point you made is not debatable, that traditionally colleges have been a place where people can say what they think, even if other people disagree. What's new, and I'm old enough to remember it, is that now students like you are saying, no, you're not allowed to express those views here.
Yes,
that's a new thing.
Yes, it is. It is a new thing, and it's because we are now at a space in society where we're concerned for the safety of people, right? And so we have a change in society where we are no longer allowing groups of people to be targeted and come under the harm that
At Denison, I've been to Denison in Granville, Ohio. Uh-huh. How many students have been killed by white supremacists on your campus recently?
Nobody's been killed by white supremacy, but I'm sure that there are a lot of people living under the stress of white supremacy and white supremacist views.
So if
there
I
are
make
plenty
you,
of white supremacists on the campus of Denison, so if, and if you speak to
right, but hold on. You said that there was the fear of imminent violence, but you're conceding there hasn't actually been any violence. So the standard is if I make you uncomfortable.
Well, it's not about fear of imminent violence. It's about enabling people to carry out microaggressions, rather that be the use of the N-word, the use of different speech. And we're not just talking about
when you watch television and you see like in Berkeley, people with black handkerchiefs over their faces hitting other people with chair legs or spraying them with bear spray. That's actual violence, I think you'd agree. And they're on the left. Does that kind of challenge the storyline?
And the violence that's occurred from the left has been entirely reactionary to the white nationalist violence that has come from groups like the KKK and from white nationalists. Because white nationalists are completely invested in violence. White nationalists target.
I wish we had time for me. I don't want to be mean because you're just a kid, but I wish I knew
using violence.
Who taught you this stuff. I wish tell your professor, whoever taught you this stuff, to come on the show because I'd love to talk to him.